My name is Barry Dykstra, and I work with Youth for Christ. First, I want to explain Youth for Christ a little bit before I get into what we do in Byron Center and how Rush Creek has done an awesome job at partnering with us and working alongside of us. But Youth for Christ is a national organization. It's a worldwide organization. We're in over 120 countries seeking to reach lost kids everywhere. We desire to reach every single lost kid that we can. Specifically, we've been in West Michigan for about 70 years, ministering to youth here in West Michigan. We have several different sites in many public high schools around West Michigan. We also have ministries in our juvenile justice centers. So in our we have a JJM ministry, which is reaching out to juvenile kids, obviously, kids that are in the detention center, kids that get locked up, kids that make bad choices, and some kids, frankly, that it wasn't their choice. Sometimes they have hard home situations, and they're forced to be in a place like that because that's the safest place. We also have City Life Ministry. City Life Ministry is kind of strategically living throughout Grand Rapids. We have staff people who live in Grand Rapids and do ministry with youth kind of from all different schools. We have an awesome ministry, a guy named Donnie, who just does ministry in his backyard pretty much. It's really organic, and it's awesome to see how God just has been working throughout Grand Rapids. Then we also have Campus Life Ministry. So I do Campus Life. I'm a Campus Life Director. And our Campus Life Ministries are in middle school and in high school public schools. Obviously with the sole purpose of getting to know lost kids, a growing relationship with them, and sharing the gospel with them. We offer things like club. So we have club on Monday nights, actually right here. You guys have been awesome at opening up your facilities to us. We're going to have clubs here on Monday nights, and it's just a great time of fellowship and getting to play some games and have small groups and be able to talk about life issues, these kids, things that pertain to them, things that they're dealing with daily. So specifically at Byron Center, we want to go where kids are. As many of the high schoolers at Byron know, I try to be in lunches as often as I can, just hanging out with kids. Lord willing, as often as we can, our volunteers are with me. We want to talk to kids. We want to get to know kids. We want to be a part of their lives. And we also want to be at sporting events. We want to be at the other places where these kids are invested. And we want to share the gospel with them as we go. I've also had the privilege to help out with Byron's English as a Second Language program. That's just been awesome to be able to get to know kids that are from all over the world with all kinds of different religions. But yet I can come and just help them learn the English language, help them read, help them do math. And in time, we can begin a relationship and we can begin sharing the gospel with them. So that's a little bit of what we do in Byron Center. Specifically in West Michigan, this past year we saw 259 kids make first-time choices to put their trust in Jesus. We are just praising God for that. Are committed to their local church. So we understand that the work is not over. That first decision to come to know Jesus is a big decision, but we want to strive wholeheartedly to plug these kids into the local church because we know that it's not about Campus Life or Youth for Christ. It's not about getting them to this specific organization, but we want to plug them into the broader body of Christ. And however we can do that, we want to plug our kids in that way. So I do have a video that I want to show. You can pull it up. Just of one story of life change that happened here in West Michigan. I believe it was, I don't know if it was last summer or the summer before.
When I was little, gonna show that. I went to church a little bit with a neighbor. And I went every Sunday for probably 2 months. And I moved. I switched to elementary schools. So obviously moved away from her. And I just didn't go to church after that. My life in high school was just a typical teens, just going out, doing some bad things, and some stuff I'm not proud of, and just not really staying close to God because I've been distant from Him for a long time. So, freshman year, Campus Life, that's where I started going. It was more fun at first, but then the more I hung out with people, the more I spoke with the leaders, the more I came closer to Christ. This summer, going to camp was pretty life-changing, to say the least. It was Tuesday, July 15th, 3:34 p.m. I'm never gonna forget that. Saying yes to God and accepting my life. I felt like a different person after that, as I do today.
Hello. Hello. I'm Dylan Mason. I'm the Northview High School campus life director, and this here is my friend Mike Scott. And I've had the privilege of getting to know him for the past couple of years at club and all that stuff. I'm just really proud of the man that he's becoming, the integrity that he shows on a daily basis. Mike, why do you want to get baptized today?
Well, my life, a lot of it has been filled with selfishness and kind of anger. I want that just to go away and my selfishness to be gone, to be devoted to God. It's all about Him.
Michael Scott, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Love watching that every time. I personally know Mike. Mike is now serving in his middle school, reaching out to lost kids in his own school. He specifically used to be a football player, and talked to him about it. I love football myself, and he was like, "You know what? I think I got to hang up football." And I was like, "Why? Why do you got to hang up football?" He said, "Because this is more important." He said, "It's more important for me to spend my time reaching out to kids and sharing Jesus with them." So that's what we're about. We're about kids that, man, they were far from God, like you said. But through relationships with Campus Life, through relationships with other adults, Michael came closer to know Jesus, and now he is touching others in that way. So again, I want to kind of thank you guys. I haven't spoken of it yet, but Drop Zone has been a huge blessing to us doing Campus Life. Been able to be a huge part of Drop Zone and be able to get to know so many kids. You don't even know how grateful I am to be able to get to know so many kids in a safe environment where we can share the gospel with them and we can just begin growing with them. I've been here only a year, and I've already seen the fruit of so many relationships. Just kids who just trust. Not just me, but so many others. They trust us. It's a relationship that has been built. It's being built. And we're walking through them, these hard situations. But yet that channel's been opened, that gospel can just flow freely. And they're coming to know Jesus, which is awesome. So I just want to thank you again. It's been awesome to work with alongside of Tara and Dan and Karen and obviously, Cam and John, too, you guys have just been such a blessing to me and a huge foundation for our ministry, I think, to reach to these lost kids. It's been such an awesome opportunity. So I just want to kind of challenge you and ask you, we still need your help. We have so many needs and so many things that we need to reach these kids. And some of those are financial needs. We need financial supporters to help keep us going, to help power our team and to so that we can keep reaching out to these lost kids. We need prayer. We need prayer warriors, people that are willing to maybe receive weekly emails and receive updates on what is going on in Byron Center. We also need people to provide things like transportation. As many of you guys know, we have quite the bus transportation with Drop Zone and things like that. And that's something that we also need for campus life. So many kids that we wouldn't be ministering to if they didn't have transportation. It's such a small thing, and it could be as easy as coming on a Monday night and taking kids home. That is a huge, huge ministry, and that is a thing that we need. We also need things like baked goods, things like a meal. for people to come around us as a ministry as a whole, not just me, but your ministry's here at Rush too, and to be able to support these kids. A lot of these kids don't get great meals at home, and to be able to provide them a little something is awesome. So I just want to encourage you guys, we'll be at a table in the back. Please, please come talk to us if you're at all interested. We can get you information, we can get you plugged in. But again, just want to thank you for this opportunity. Just feel really blessed, so thank you.